News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, cloudy this morning and a few showers already around. 59 now at our studios. Dr. Bill's full forecast on the way. First, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. The eastern end of the bayway starting to see some fog develop, so be careful there. Mobile Police Department are clear. State troopers in Baldwin County at County Road 65 and Highway 98 in West Foley. So far, it's been a good ride. Northbound 65, Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, no delays. Bama Flooring has recently won the Customer Service Award for top-rated local, and they sell quality products with professional in-house installers on Highway 59 in Robertsdale. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. Bama Flooring. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers and mild temperatures. Highs will be around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog with a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, what are you up to?
I'm trying to think of a good gift for my sister. Her birthday is coming up. I'm thinking maybe a new book. You know how she loves to read.
Oh, anybody can get her a new book. I want to give her something special. Wait, what about Oldsmobile Trivia? It's an uncommon gift. Oldsmobile Trivia is a beautiful 200-page hardcover book that will look great on her coffee table. It has more than 340 questions and answers about Mobile.
And a game your friends and family will love to play.
Including Mardi Gras Trivia about Joe Kane, Michael Kraft, Julian Rayford, the Cowboys, the Polka Dots, and Confetti, and more.
Few American cities can claim the rich history and culture of Mobile, Alabama. Discover the surprising facts, people, and events that have shaped the port city's colorful 300-plus years. Give the gift of history. Oldsmobile Trivia. Available at The Haunted Bookshop, Ashland Gallery, Southern Art and Framing, Five Gold Monkeys, Cotton City Antiques, Page and Palette, and at OldsmobileRestaurants.com.
Speaking of Mardi Gras time coming up, the Moon Pie Minute on the way in just a couple minutes. Plus, downtown parading starts on Friday night. More details straight ahead. Right now, let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An armed and dangerous man is now off the street. This is a story that we're updating that we first told you about last week. The man seen in surveillance video at the Highway 43 package store has been identified as Ned Woodard Jr. Criolla police confirmed that he was armed with a large kitchen knife when he held up the store back on Saturday, February the 2nd. According to the Criolla police chief, Woodard was located and arrested Sunday, February the 10th. The Department of Justice is now reviewing and continuing to investigate the death of a man killed by a police officer when he was mistaken for a gunman at a Hoover Mall back on Thanksgiving of 2018. U.S. Attorney Jay Towne issued a statement to the media last Friday saying that the DOJ is investigating the shooting death of 21-year-old E.J. Bradford Jr. This on the heels of Attorney General Steve Marshall announcing last week that the officer involved would not face charges. Marshall says the police officer was justified in shooting Bradford Jr. because Bradford Jr. carried a weapon and appeared to pose a threat. That officer mistook Bradford for a different person who fired shots earlier inside that mall. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile streets, hotels, ballrooms, auditoriums, armories, convention center, and wharves along the waterfront have all seen their share of Mardi Gras revelers as where we hold the mass balls have changed over the years. I'm Rennie Brabner, and after this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by the Carrot Patch in their new location, 800 Hillcrest Road, featuring a 20 to 70% off store-wide sale. The Carrot Patch, exceeding customer expectations since 1982.
Mardi Gras parades have rolled on downtown streets as long as there have been Mardi Gras parades in Mobile. Floats, once pulled by mules and lit by flambeaux from the 1830s, Cowbell de Rakins, Chief Slackabama Remico, and the Lost Cause minstrels and Folly chasing death around the broken column of life after the Civil War. Depending on who's telling the stories, Mobile streets may have been a venue for Mardi Gras parades even much earlier. Mardi Gras crowds still gather on their favorite streets to watch Mardi Gras parades, listen to the bands, and yell, "Throw me something." Once an eight-float parade was a large parade. Now the number of floats grows higher and higher, as with the size of the floats. In recent years, more and more Mardi Gras organizations have been formed to parade in Baldwin County and suburban Mobile for parade routes and a podcast and other Mardi Gras information. Take a look at our website, fmtalk1065.com. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been A Moon Pie Minute.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gifts you'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Bay Minette native Kirk J has no shortage of opportunities after competing in the finale of The Voice.
I'm super, super busy now. I mean, thank God for that.
Jay tells News 5 he's looking forward to upcoming concerts in Baldwin County. He'll perform in Loxley later this month and in Bay Minette March 23rd. A man is in custody after a dramatic manhunt that ended outside a church Sunday morning. Officers were seen running from street to street in a neighborhood off Dolphin Island Parkway. Police were looking for a man who broke into sheds and fired a gun in the neighborhood between Brookley Field and BC Rain High School. We expect to learn more information today about a body found over the weekend in Santa Rosa County. The body was discovered Saturday at a rest stop at mile marker 30. State troopers have not released the name or age of the victim. And a traffic alert this morning on Cottage Hill Road at Azalea Road in Mobile. Crews will close one eastbound lane from 9 until 2. Road work is expected to continue until Friday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good. Like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new good luck team jersey. So while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC. Qualifications and rules may apply.
The 715 FM Talk 106.5, and a few things happened in the world of sports this weekend, right?
Yeah, quite a few things. Of course, basketball rolls on as we get closer to March Madness. Golf getting started up with the Pebble Beach at Pro-Am, and a brand spanking new football league
got started
over the weekend. But in SEC basketball, Auburn lost on the road at number 21 LSU, 83-78. LSU actually rallied from a 16-point deficit to win for the 12th time in their last 13 games. Tremont Waters had 19 points and 10 assists to lead LSU. Jared Harper scored 25 for Auburn. Alabama beat Vanderbilt 77-67 in Nashville on Saturday. The Tide had lost 14 of their last 15 in the series at Memorial Gym. Kyra Lewis Jr. led Alabama with 18 points, and Vanderbilt remains winless in SEC play. Around the rest of the league, number 1 Tennessee beat Florida 73-61. Vols are now 22-1 and undefeated in the SEC. They've won 18 games in a row. Number 5, Kentucky held on to beat Mississippi State 71-67. Ole Miss crushed Georgia 80-64. South Carolina had a big second half to defeat Arkansas 77-65. And Texas A&M rallied to beat Missouri 68-59. Here at home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost a 9-point halftime lead over Little Rock and fell 73-68 to the Trojans. Roderick Sykes came off the bench to lead the Jags in points with 19. The women's team didn't fare any better against Little Rock. They played in Arkansas. The Jags lost 47-44, their second loss in a row. Both Jags teams will try to get back in the win column on Thursday when they face Georgia Southern. South Alabama baseball gets started this Friday when the Jags head to Clemson for a 3-game road series against the number 24 ranked team in the country. But softball began this weekend in the Sand Dollar Classic in Gulf Shores. South had a tough weekend. They lost their first game on Friday against Missouri State 4-0. They beat Tennessee State 9-1 on Saturday, but then dropped their last two games of the weekend 2-0 to Louisiana Tech and 7-3 to Western Kentucky. Next up, the Jaguar Challenge here in Mobile. It begins this Friday. We talked with Phil Savage often this football season about the inaugural season of the Alliance of American Football, and it all began this weekend with all 8 teams taking the field. On Saturday, the San Antonio Commanders won at home against the San Diego Fleet 15-6. That same day, Steve Spurrier's Orlando Apollos crushed the Atlanta Legends 40-6. Former Carolina Panthers quarterback Garrett Gilbert completed 15 of his 25 passes for the Apollos. He had 227 yards, 2 touchdowns, with 0 interceptions. Yesterday, the Birmingham Iron got their season started in Birmingham with a 26-0 shutout over the Memphis Express. Trent Richardson was the star of the day for the Iron. He scored the first touchdown in franchise history.
Touchdown! The first in franchise history for the Birmingham Iron, and it's Richardson!
Richardson finished with 58 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a 2-point conversion. And last night, Phil Savage's Arizona Hotshots started their year with a 38-22 win over the Salt Lake Stallions. Whether the league will be a long-term success remains to be seen, but the AAF did post better TV ratings in its Saturday debut on CBS than the Houston Rockets-Oklahoma City Thunder game that aired the same time on ABC. Darren Ravel of the Action Network reported that the AAF had a 2.1 overnight rating, while the NBA game had a 2.0. In golf, play was suspended due to darkness in the final round of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am on Sunday. Phil Mickelson leads the tournament. He's at 18 under right now, while Paul Casey and Scott Stallings are tied for second at 15 under. Both Mickelson and Casey each have 2 more holes to play. PGA Tour announced that play will resume at 10 a.m. this morning. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
You're listening to the newest, boldest, freshest station in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Talk radio now in crystal clear digital FM stereo. 8 out of 10 radio users listen to FM, so an advertising campaign for your business on FM Talk 106.5 will reach the number of qualified adults it'll take to increase your business. Our listeners are paying attention to what we're saying, not just to song after song. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales, and I'd be happy to talk to you about how we can successfully advertise your business. This is a great economy, and by giving me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, we'll discuss how to promote your business efficiently and economically. Our listeners should be your customers. Let's talk about how to make that happen. The number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're FM Talk 1065. Let us go to work for you.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you trade digital currencies like Bitcoin, then you've probably been struggling with all sorts of tax headaches. The IRS gave broad guidelines on crypto in 2014, but its new commissioner has said the agency will be watching those who try to game the system. For now, taxpayers have to follow the basic rule that the currency is considered property, so gains and losses have to be reported. And under the new tax law, swapping one digital token for another now triggers a capital gains tax bill. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
Attention, everyone. I have a President's Day pro tip. You need to go to Dell.com/businessdeals right now because Dell's President's Day sale is live as we speak. And it's monumental. Get deals on Dell business computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and business tech, plus doorbusters up to 45% off. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to talk to Dell's small business technology advisors and get personalized help finding the best tech at President's Day prices. Free shipping included. Again, call 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers and mild temperatures. Highs will be around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog with a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you own or run a shop or manufacturing operation, you need air. Yes, compressed air to run tools, cylinders, lifts, and sprayers. The list goes on. This equipment is the lifeblood of your business and will not run properly or last without quality compressed air. Are you getting water out of your compressed air lines? Let Mobile Mechanical Service help you eliminate moisture and extend the life of your production equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Service at 653-6948 or visit MobileMechanical.com.
Good morning, everyone. One for the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Remember, construction begins today eastbound on Cottage Hill past Azalea and outside northbound lane of Azalea near Cottage Hill from 9 to 2. Through Friday due to underground, it's going to go all the way through Friday due to underground gas line repair. Already you've got some dirt tore up over there, so be careful. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway, it's a good ride coming in from the Eastern Shore. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day, and even offering underwater recovery at 888-ME-TOWED and at PitsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Rain part of the mix over the next couple of days. Dr. Bill will lay out our forecast for us just about 9 minutes from right now. Right now, let's check in with headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. An investigation continues at this hour into the death of a worker at the EMR Southern Recycling here in Mobile. The victim has not yet been identified, but what we do know is that he was killed in an accident at the company last Friday afternoon. That's when Mobile police responded to a loud boom at the recycling center at 114 Industrial Canal Road. Mobile police confirmed, quote, the incident is under investigation and there are no signs of foul play at this time. Mobile Fire Rescue Department battled a house fire Saturday afternoon, which according to their official Twitter feed was described as, quote, heavy flames and smoke visible in the 2900 block of Frederick Street, units on scene attacking. That fire blazing around 2:30 in the afternoon. Firefighters were successfully able to put out that fire at the single-story home. Here's what we know at this hour. Fire investigators, they continue to investigate the origin of that fire, but good news, no injuries were reported. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 725 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. And a big thank you to so many of you came out to the Mobile Boat Show over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and stopped by to visit with us at the Guides Corner. Big thank you to all our guides that showed up and also a special guest dropping in. I know we had Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, come in and talk about the 2019 snapper season. Also addressing that, AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne happened to be there at the boat show, and he came dangerously close to our booth when I said, why don't you come over here and sit down? So he sat down and talked with us for a while as well.
Did you use a net? Did you have a fishing net on handy?
Yeah, I took a big cast net. 12-foot cast net, threw it over, and drug the congressman in and got him to talk about what's being done in Washington to try to give us some more control over the red snapper fishery. And kind of give you just a quick layman's version of this. We're getting more control here at the state level through the exempted fishing permits. But the problem is we can set seasons, which now will start June 1st and run through the end of July. Mm-hmm. And it will run Friday, Saturday, Sunday, with the exception of Independence Day, which is a Thursday. 4th of July is a Thursday this year. We'll get that day as well. But the problem is the total tonnage is still set by the feds, National Marine Fisheries. Now, they're starting to work on that, starting to work on some opinions with those people. But still, they are the ones setting the total amount that can be caught. So therefore, within whatever they define that as, yes, we can set our local season, but we only have a certain amount of quota before we're finished for the season. So yes, there's some local control, but in addition to that, we still have the overall size of the pie set by the feds.
Has it gotten any better over the last couple of years for recreational fishermen, or is it
better?
Just a little bit.
It was so bad there for a while that this is definitely better.
Okay,
definitely better. Is it fixed? No,
not quite.
Fixed, but they're still working on it.
Yeah, all your outdoor guides that were there over the weekend, which I've met them several times now. Yes. Over the last few years, and have gotten closer to them than I was. But man, just some great dudes. And starting Friday, when people started coming up to the booth and saying, "Hey, I got a deer hunting question," I felt like that at the mall when you want to see where the store
the
is.
Kiosk, here.
I was the kiosk on Friday, so I'm like, "Oh, got a hunting question? Maybe go over here and talk with Mike Ward." Right. "Oh, you got a fishing question? Well, we got several guys that you can talk to, so you got to be more specific."
But yeah, it's fun to do each year. A big thank you to the crew at the Mobile Boat Show, Dan and Melissa, Mary Bland, the whole crew that makes that possible, and also the great guides we have there, like Captain Charlie Gray and Bobby Eberscotto, Captain Wade Miller, Benton Parrott, Hobie Kayak Pro, who was there. Also, folks from the hunting world, like Stephen Daniels and Kenny Wines from the National Wild Turkey Federation. Big thank you to them for being part of what we do at the Mobile Boat Show each year.
Yeah, when I walked into the main room with so many boats, there was a guy standing right there who, I don't know if he'd been to the boat show before, but he just looked around and he went, "Whoa." Oh, man.
A lot of fiberglass. And, of course, it would not be possible without my partner for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, Mike Ward. Mm-hmm. Did the lion's share of the work this weekend. I mean, he's a bull, man. He's a bull. 729. We'll be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
We want to send a loud, resounding message to this community.
A mother will face a judge this morning. She is charged in a shooting involving her 15-year-old son at a Davidson High School basketball game. 46-year-old Lysandra Dorch is charged with assault, hindering prosecution, and providing a false address.
When parents do not honor their responsibility, given to them by God, that we will do our job and we will arrest them. And
police say her teenage son shot two people January 25th. He also was arrested. Fairhope's former police chief was honored Sunday at a church in Mobile. The Black History Sunday service highlighted Chief Joseph Petty's service in the community and in the church. And a new report says just under half of Florida households cannot afford basic needs. The report by United Ways of Florida says the cost of living has grown in Florida while the state's workforce is dominated by low-wage jobs. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
The temporary deal keeping the government open expires Friday. Correspondent Boris Sanchez reports negotiators are still far from a deal.
If talks continue to stall, a Democratic aide told CNN that Democrats in the House were prepared to offer up a bill that would fund the Department of Homeland Security at least through September and keep the federal government open past Friday's deadline. But it's still unclear if the Republican-led Senate would actually take up that bill. And if they did and passed it, there's no certainty that President Trump would actually sign off on it.
The U.S.-Mexico border is the backdrop for a Trump campaign rally. El Paso, Texas is also the location tonight where just down the street, a protest march has been organized by former congressman and potential Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke. Teachers in Denver, Colorado are planning to strike today, first time in 25 years, after failed negotiations with the school district over base pay. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The average price of regular gasoline is up a penny a gallon over the past 2 weeks to $2.34. Industry analyst Chilby Lundberg notes that the price at the pump is 32 cents lower than it was a year ago at this time. The highest average price in the nation is $3.38 a gallon in the San Francisco Bay Area. The lowest average is $1.91 in Houston. Adding to concerns about how electric car batteries hold up in extreme cold and heat are now concerns about getting electric vehicles fixed. The Wall Street Journal notes that Tesla has created a coveted luxury brand, but some customers had to wait 3 months for the repair shop to get the parts needed for a fix. Tesla customers in recent months have been venting on social media about trouble getting repair appointments, long waits for those fixes, and flaws in newly delivered vehicles, whether they are in the paint job or cracks in a window. Crude oil down 35 cents at $52.37 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
I get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Got to tell you, Dr. Bill, your name was going around a whole bunch at the Mobile Boat Show at the Guide's Corner because the most popular item to get when you stopped at the booth was the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. So let me give you a note here. We are out, by the way. We are out. They took every one of them we had when they stopped by our booth at the boat show. Very popular. People turning to the tide tables pretty much immediately.
That's great. That's great.
And tell folks, I mean, if they have not picked one up, I mean, it's got tide tables. We talked about that, but what else is in it?
Well, a lot of information on hurricanes, hurricane tracking chart, all the names of the storms for this year, story on 40th anniversary of an old friend of ours back in 1979, Hurricane Frederick, And, of course, the calendar for January through December with all the records, record temperatures, and moonrise, moonset, sunrise, sunset, all that in 36 pages.
That's pretty good. Pretty good stuff. All right. People have yet to, maybe they did not get by and pick up one of the, I don't know, 700 copies we gave away at the boat show. Where do they get them?
Here in Mobile at West Marine and also at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, classic cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and also find copies at Robert Moore Christmastown. On the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate, Fairhope, Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and Robert Stale Power Equipment.
All right, Dr. Bill, a few raindrops on my windshield on the way in this morning. What's going on today and what's the week look like?
Well, we got a southerly wind now, and that's bringing in moisture from the Gulf and upper air disturbance all combined is going to give us a few showers today and very mild, about 70 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight, a few showers are possible and also some fog developing after midnight. Low tonight will be in the low 60s, so not much of a change there. And then tomorrow, we have a weather front that moves into the picture. A cold front will sweep across our area in the afternoon, most likely late afternoon. And so we've got a good chance for showers tomorrow, especially during the afternoon hours, and the high tomorrow in the mid to upper 60s. That front will bring in some dry air for Wednesday. Should be rather nice. Sunny skies, about 65, but we'll start out near 40 in the morning. And then on Thursday, the clouds come back in. A slight chance of a shower, high in the upper 60s. On Friday, another cold front will move in, but that'll occur after we get into the low 70s on Friday with showers. And then on Saturday, another mass of dry air and a high of 62 and sunny on Saturday, down to around 42 degrees Saturday night. Sunday looks good, mostly sunny and 62. So this last front coming through on Friday is going to give us a nice weekend.
It sounds nice on the backside of these fronts. What it doesn't sound is extremely cold on the backside. I mean, is this spring we're seeing? What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, the air is coming in is going to give us what we would call seasonable temperatures, because the normal high this time of year is 63 and the low is 42. That's just about what we'll see over the weekend. And so right now, we don't see anything in the way of a pattern that will bring in a mass of Arctic air and nothing to drive it down to the Gulf Coast. Right now, the cold waves are coming into the country, turning east through the Great Lakes into New England. And we're sort of on the fringe of those cold air masses.
All right. Well, good news for those that are thinking about spring. And I know that there's been a bunch of talk here yesterday during Bill Finch's show about getting tomatoes out. So maybe that puts a smile on their face.
And you'll notice the azaleas starting to come out.
Do I? And the pollen, my vehicle now yellow, yellow streaks all over the vehicle.
Yes.
So the trees and the bushes and the plants have decided, hey, maybe it's worth a chance here. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you real soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in. And yeah, I mean, we're sitting here looking at the article Bill Finch wrote for the Press Register about tomato time. You listened to yesterday's Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, which if you didn't catch the show, it airs from 9 to 11, re-airs Sunday evening, and also the podcast, very popular, one of the, I don't know, 38 hours a week of live local programming we post up on a podcast. You can check that out by going to fmtalk1065.com, just hitting the podcast tab, or better yet, subscribe.
Yeah, you can subscribe iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Podcasts, and right now Sean just mentioned it, but on fmtalk1065.com, if you click the Sports and Outdoors tab, right now, the latest episode from Bill Finch talking about everything gardening right now, like the weather we're getting right now on the Gulf Coast. You can hear that right now on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, tomato chat. If you're like me, you're daydreaming about getting those tomatoes out and harvesting tomatoes here in May. You got to get moving now. Bill has that all in this week's show. All right, 7:40, we're coming right back with traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we learn about the world of youth sports apparel, cheer camps, and caps and gowns. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Adam Blumenfeld is the CEO of Varsity Brands, a Dallas-based company with sales nearly $2 billion. They own Varsity Spirit, which owns cheer camps and cheer competitions the world over, and have 400,000 to 500,000 girls attend their camps every summer. They sewed their 1 billionth rhinestone last year. That's not to mention their team sports side and their new foray into band uniforms, all with one delicate balance of technology and personal service. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
The JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department just cleared an accident at 90 at Coca-Cola Road. Also got another one at McDonald and Theodore Dawes Road. Remember, construction today from 9 to 2 all the way through Friday. Eastbound at Cottage Hill past Azalea and outside northbound lane of Azalea as they're doing some underground gas line repairs. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978 at 755 at Gray Avenue in Mobile and 1701 Highway 98 in Daphne inside the Rama Imports building. They've got the beads, the stuffed animals, everything. At ToomeysMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Midday Mobile.
All right, 7:42, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's check the inventory on this first day of the week. Hey, Larry.
Morning, John. Well, we're a little lower than we like to be. We've had a tremendous start for the month. We had a great month in January, so we're a little low, so we'd like to buy some vehicles. Now, you know, we've had several instances where folks have come to us. They've taken their vehicle to try to trade it in somewhere. They didn't feel like they were getting enough money, so we bought them from them.
Well, I have firsthand experience with my family doing that with you and getting a great price for their third row vehicle, so people need to check with y'all first.
Absolutely. Just call us or come by, bring us a car or truck or whatever by it, and let us take a look at it and make them a fair offer.
All right. On the flip side, we find a vehicle we want on the lot at LCM. The other trick is to come out and talk financing with y'all first, because you got way more options than we could find in a month's worth of looking.
Absolutely. You know, we got tremendous different ways to go with credit unions, the banks, finance company, local lenders. So we got a way for just about everybody.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry, check it in from LCM. 743 FM Talk 106.5. Quick reminder, too, Moon Pie Minute throughout the day, today, tomorrow, oh, heck, the whole way through Ash Wednesday. And if you don't catch the Moon Pie Minute when it happens, it's all right. We have taken care of you in the podcast side, right? Yeah, well, there we go. Press that button, Sean.
Yeah, you can catch up on the Moon Pie Minute, you know, with Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Hulu. The big word is binge watching.
Right.
Well, you can binge listen, catch up on the story of Mardi Gras. We began this year on February 1st with the late Mardi Gras, so you can listen from February 1st all the way through yesterday's Moon Pie Minute, and then each day that we go by, we'll put the newest Moon Pie Minute up there on fmtalk1065.com. Just click the Moon Pie Minute tab, and underneath the selection of podcasts, you'll see the entire Mardi Gras schedule.
All right. You find one in particular you love, you can also just take the embed there and share it with
That's
a friend.
Right.
Say, hey, listen, they're talking about such and such parade or such and such thing, and email it to them.
Yeah, great way to get a conversation started.
All right. 7:45, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Business is booming, and that means more jobs are coming this way now that chemical company Chemira has announced a $71 million investment into its Mobile plant. And as if that weren't great news enough, it gets even better, as that investment will be supported by an incentive package estimated to be worth $5.6 million over 10 years with an expected gain of 20 jobs. David Rogers, the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce Vice President for Economic Development, says the incentives were an important factor in negotiations because, quote, they've been looking at all their sites in the U.S. The company's parent company is based overseas in Helsinki. Construction will begin this year, with the expansion becoming operational in 2021. There are some concerned residents, though, in Africatown who are concerned that the expansion will increase pollution into the city, even though the company says that that expansion would not bring an increase in emissions levels. The company is described as, quote, using chemistry to add optimal quality, functionality, and strength to paper and board products, ensure the safety and hygiene of water and food packaging, and maximize yield from energy resources. According to the chamber, salaries for the new jobs will average about $80,000. This weekend, Mobile police responded to multiple shootings in the port city, the latest happening at the Cash America store on Spring Hill. Two men were shot. According to the public information officer, multiple suspects involved in that incident then took off in a vehicle, which prompted a police chase. Four male suspects were eventually taken into custody near Perimeter Road and Avenue O near Brookley Field. According to the Mobile Fire Rescue Department, one of the two people taken to the local hospital for treatment of their injuries has been identified as a 23-year-old man. Mobile police say this investigation continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Bay Minette native Kirk J has no shortage of opportunities after competing in the finale of The Voice.
I'm super, super busy now. I mean, thank God for that.
Jay tells News 5 he's looking forward to upcoming concerts in Baldwin County. He'll perform in Loxley later this month and in Bay Minette March 23rd. A man is in custody after a dramatic manhunt that ended outside a church Sunday morning. Officers were seen running from street to street in a neighborhood off Dauphin Island Parkway. Police were looking for a man who broke into sheds and fired a gun in the neighborhood between Brookley Field and BC Rain High School. We expect to learn more information today about a body found over the weekend in Santa Rosa County. The body was discovered Saturday at a rest stop at mile marker 30. State troopers have not released the name or age of the victim. And a traffic alert this morning on Cottage Hill Road at Azalea Road in Mobile. Crews will close one eastbound lane from 9 until 2. Road work is expected to continue until Friday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Phil Mickelson with a chance to win today at Pebble Beach. A new football league began over the weekend, and a recap of SEC basketball over the weekend is coming up. It's 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwick. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In SEC basketball on Saturday, Auburn lost on the road at number 21 LSU 83-78. LSU rallied from a 16-point deficit to win for the 12th time in their last 13 games. Alabama beat Vanderbilt 77
67-67 in Nashville. The Tide had lost 14 of their last 15 games in the series at Memorial Gym. Kyra Lewis Jr. led Alabama with 18 points. Here at home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost a 9-point halftime lead over Little Rock and fell 73-68 to the Trojans. Roderick Sykes came off the bench to lead the Jags in points with 19. The women's team didn't fare any better against Little Rock in Arkansas. The Jags lost 47-44, their second loss in a row. Both Jags teams will try to get back into the win column on Thursday when they face Georgia Southern. South Alabama baseball gets started this Friday when the Jags head to Clemson for a three-game road series against the number 24-ranked team in the country. But softball began this weekend in the Sand Dollar Classic in Gulf Shores. South had a tough weekend, losing their first game on Friday against Missouri State 4-0. They beat Tennessee State 9-1 on Saturday, but then dropped their final two games of the weekend, 2-0 to Louisiana Tech and 7-3 to Western Kentucky. You know, we talked with Phil Savage a lot over the football season about the inaugural season of the Alliance of American Football, and it all began this weekend with all eight teams taking the field. On Saturday, the San Antonio Commanders won at home against the San Diego Fleet 15-6. That same day, Steve Spurrier's Orlando Apollos crushed the Atlanta Legends 40-6. Yesterday, the Birmingham Iron got their season started in Birmingham with a 26-0 shutout over the Memphis Express. Trent Richardson was the star of the day for the Iron. He scored the first touchdown in franchise history.
Touchdown! The first in franchise history for the Birmingham Iron, and it's Richardson, the former Alabama great.
Richardson had 58 yards, two touchdowns, and a two-point conversion. And last night, Phil Savage's Arizona Hotshots started their year with a 38-22 win over the Salt Lake Stallions. Whether the league will be a long-term success remains to be seen, but the AAF did post better TV ratings in their Saturday debut on CBS than the Houston Rockets-Oklahoma City Thunder game that aired at the same time on ABC. Darren Ravel of the Action Network reported that the AAF did a 2.1 overnight rating, while the NBA game had a 2.0 rating. In golf, play was suspended due to darkness in the final round of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am on Sunday. Phil Mickelson leads the tournament at 18-under, while Paul Casey and Scott Stallings are tied for second at 15-under. Mickelson and Casey each have two more holes to play. PGA Tour announced that play will resume at 10 a.m. this morning. 7:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, that construction begins today eastbound Cottage Hill past Azalea and outside northbound lane of Azalea near Cottage Hill from 9 to 2 each day through Friday. Again, they've got some underground gas lines repair. Shouldn't affect school traffic at Fonday Elementary. Are you starting the new year on a wellness plan? Get rid of the stress and stop by the renovated spa at the Grand Hotel. Enjoy a treatment from the 20,000-square-foot European spa, fitness center, and men's and quiet's room with jacuzzi, steam room, and dry sauna. See them at Grand 1847. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers and mild temperatures. Highs will be around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog with a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
755 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Monday Style. Glad to have you along. Let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news if you're looking for a job. Just dust off that resume and head over to Baldwin County as the Brett Robinson Vacation Rentals and The Wharf are holding seasonal job fairs this week, and you have multiple venues and opportunities to attend. According to Brett Robinson, their openings include almost every department, including housekeeping, security, facilities, maintenance, reservations, and more. Call 251-948-1939 if you have questions. And as for the job fair times and locations, well, Tuesday, February 12th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the One Stop Career Center in Foley. And then on Wednesday, February 13th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Brett Robinson Laundry Facility on Canal Road in Orange Beach. And then Saturday, February 16th, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Brett Robinson Laundry Facility as well. And The Wharf and The Wharf Management Group, their job fair is from noon to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February 13th at the Spring Hill Suites Hotel at The Wharf. The Wharf says they're looking for a variety of positions, including full-time and part-time positions available when it comes to retail, food service, management, security, wait staff, and receptionists. Now, if you're looking for this job, you're encouraged to not only dress professionally, but also bring your up-to-date copy of your resume. Good luck to you. Also happening this week, you are invited, quote, because everyone deserves good legal representation regardless of their income status. That is the theme of a conversation hosted by Faith in Action Alabama. It's a community action for creating a Mobile County Public Defender's Office. You're invited February the 11th from 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. That is tonight at the Revelation Missionary Baptist Church, 1711 Taylor Lane here in Mobile. If you have questions, you are encouraged to contact 786-375-1011. All are welcome to attend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly, and we're turning up your voice next hour at 343-0106.